זוג דגמורה. מהי אויר? אויר להרבה עושו. רבונה אומר, נגיד, תהיינו זוג רשי, די, ורב יהודה אומר, לילה. Night. Why night will be called אויר? So the מפורשי מפשטה סי פשט, מלושן סגינו אויר. We call the blind person Sagi Nahoyr. Sagi means a lot. Nahoyr he sees very well. It's called Losh Sagi Nahoyr. I mean the opposite. So Bemele, the night gets the shame of Oyr. So my Oyr, Ravun Omar Negei, Rav Yehuda Omar Leile. Then we'll see the Ravid explains maybe why Chazal really used instead of the word Laila, they used the word Oyr to explain that really La Locher, we checked Dikas Chometz like a second before it gets really dark. Kosal kedaitoch, the man de omar negi mamish. Uman de omar leile mamish. So it's interesting to machlekes Rashi and Tesis bepshat. Rashi says, negi mamish, kshiyoira shachar shachris, shel yudalet, mamish, kshiyoira shachar. Man de omar leile mamish, loigar sine. The Ovada Leile Mamish. So we only go here as Salkedaitach Mandoma Negin Negin Mamish Mandoma Leile Leile. Without the word Mamish. Taisa says Leinokat Kesalkedaitach Ela Mishum Mandoma Negin De Leiko Yochi Ve'agav Urchei Nokat Nami Leile Mamish Umishumochi Ein Leshabesh Asforim. So the Sefer Rosh Yosef of the Primogodim says that Lechur is a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Rashi raises it, Tesis says not to raise it. Zog the Primogodim, Be'ashkof HaRishonu, you think that Tesis came to answer Rashi's problem. That it's Agav that says Negi Mamish, it says Leile Mamish. Zog the Primogodim, but you have it wrong. Why? Zog the Primogodim, the reason Rashi said not to be goyreset, it's not because what Tesis brings down, don't say kosal kedaitoch, it stays lemaskone. Don't say kosal kedaitoch, it stays lemaskone. So Tesis, agav the reisha. Rashi said stam, he doesn't like the word leile mamish. It's not a wrong word, it's the wrong word. That Tesis never answered. There's two reasons not to be goyres leile mamish. One reason, because it's not Salkedaitoch. We stay like that, that Oyr means night. Because Salkedaitoch means we had a mistake, and no mistake. It stays like that. So don't say Salkedaitoch. That Tesis says, Agav the Oyr, the day we say Salkedaitoch, we say it by night. Rashi said just not to be goyreset. That's what the Maram Chalava explains, that it was two problems. Why taken not to be goyres leile mamish? So Balabatish, I want to explain Bepshat. Oyr means day mamish. I know Oyr means day, light. Kepshutoy. The other man, the Omar, says Oyr means night. Kepshutoy? No. Just Oyr means night. So you don't say it means Leile mamish. The first Pshat you say Oyr means day mamish. Kepshutoy. Oyr, light. Yeah, mamish. The second Pshat says, no, it means night. They don't say, mamish. Mamish, what mamish? The other Pshat means, oh, it means night. Even when you say light, you mean night. This is what Rashi was bothered in the word mamish. Lama shana. Mikol mokim zog di gemore meisi. Haboiker oir vo anoshim shulochu. Al me oir yemomehu. The gemore understood that haboiker means when it was morning, Yosef sent them. So the more mixiva oir boiker that will be understood that he sent them by day. Haboiker oir. Ksiv, keman de omar tzafri nahar. The day started to shine. Zriche. Ked Rab Yudo omarav. The omar Rab Yudo omarav. Omarav lo oilom. Yikones odom bechitoi ve yeitze bechitoi. So what does this mace with the Gemara? The Gemara wanted to bring a riot that oir is day. Haboiker oir means when it was morning, the people were sent. Alma oir yemamu. So the Gemara mixiv a oir boiker. Haboiker oir ksiv. When the morning, if it was say a oir boiker, oir that is morning means morning, they will send. Aboiker oir means when the morning was shining, it means zriche. Can Rabbi Yudah Marav and Rabbi Yudah Marav will be called as a mechadev yeitze b'chitoy. So Rashi speaks out that when the Gemara had a tzad that oir means morning, it means alois ha-shachar. Morning. Then we didn't finish up v'keder Rabbi Yudah Marav shel oilo mikones odom b'chitoy v'yeitze b'chitoy. Only when the Gemara answered that the pasuk meant v'haboiker oir when the morning started to shine bezriche, then it's the memre from Rabbi Yudah Marav. So Rashi. Mixed with oir boiker the lishtama v'lo oir dainu boiker. The timtzeloim are the oir shem dovaru. Haboiker oir ksiv. Hai oir lav shem dovaru. Ela haboiker heir. והאנוש כי מה דאמר צפרנה ולפי דרכנו לימבכו הקוסו דרך ארץ מאחי יוסף שימתינו עד שעיר המזרח דרך ארץ שימתינו עד שעיר המזרח כדרב יהודה אבל אויר שהוא שם דובר אינו אלו בלילה היועצה לדרך יקונס ארביס לבי שמאלון בו אינה חמו זירחס עד אצל חמו וייצה ועוז טוב לוי שעור טוב לוי שנאמר באויר כי טוי ומה הוא תיבוס בני החייס ובני הליסטי So Rashi learns, in the beginning we thought that they left in the morning. No. They didn't leave in the morning. They left when the morning shined. Can Rabbi Yudah that Yaitza Adam Bechitoy? You leave when it's light. Yaitza Adam Bechitoy. You leave when it's light. But if you have a minute that the Gemara meant that they left early in the morning, then we don't have a riot to the Memre of Rabbi Yosef that you leave by day. Right? These are the words of Rashi. And Teisva steht nicht as it. כי רב יהודה לא יקויה מיידי משני כדי אומר צפר נהר אלא מירסה באבי נפשי ומפורש מישרינו הפוסוק לכולי אלמה even if you have a minute we have a riot to רב יהודה אמר רב לא יהיה לו מייצה אותם בחיתוי right? these are the words of Tesis what is the מחלקס? זוג דבלט את סניפלו ביוסה רשי לרנס לפי דהב אמין, why רב יהודה אמר רב said לאוילו מיקונס אדום בחיתוי וייצא בחיתוי we have a Rashi מפני החייס ומפני הליסטים as animals, it's dangerous to walk by night so val it's dangerous to walk by night because it's animals so you have to go when it's light when the animals leave when alois ha-shachar or when it's zricha when the sun starts to shine We say the Pesach in Tehillim. Hakfirim shagif laterev, ulevakesh mikel oichlom, yizrach ha-shemesh yesofu. They live in the zricha. So lefi dehava amine, that the anoshim shulochu was in alois ha-shachar, it can't be because the animals are in the way. So Mele Rashi said, then take, no shaykhis to Rabbi Yudah. Only after we answered, aboiker oir, Tzafri Nahar, you could learn Pshat that it's because Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav. Le'umas them, and Teisva state. And Teisva state that the reason you have to leave in the morning is Mipnei Mazikim. Later we'll see in the last line, Teisva adds, Pchosim, about Mipnei Mazikim. It's mazikim by night. When the mazikim leave, and alois ha-shachar. State in the Gemara in Yume, daf chof alef amud alef. Loshon Gemara in Yume is hayoytze yechidi laderech arei ze mischayev benafshoy. Zok Rashi in Yume chof alef amud beis hayoytze yechidi baderech קוידם קריאס הגבר מסחייה בנפשוי מפני המזיקים רשי and דף חס עמוד בייס they asked Rav if they could come early to the Beis Medrash רשי says and Rav told him you could come אולי ועל צבורי so רשי they asked him if they could come קוידם עלוי זה שחר השכים ואורב קוידם עלוי זה שחר ועל צבורי ואין לכם לירו מן המזיקים After Alois HaShachar, there's no Mazikim anyways. So state klo that the Mazikim disappear in Alois HaShachar. So Teisvis learns that the reason that Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav said to leave early, to leave when it's light, it's Mipnei Mazikim. So you could learn it's Alois HaShachar, and you could learn that they leave a little bit later. Ramashale. But Tezis could understand that even if you have a Mimeh, as a Chidush, if Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav, that you have to leave only when it's light. So this is the reason Tezis says, the Chidush Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav is no Shaychus to Tzafri Nahar and not Tzafri Nahar. Even if Oyer Boiker means, and the morning the people will send, and the morning is Norma Mazikim. Later the Gemara says, a little bit later. But the people will send when it's morning, Mipnei Mazikim. Mashaikin lefi Rashi, that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav is not mitzad amazikim. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav is mipnei achayos, and the chayos don't live in alois hashachar. So if you have a minute, you can't learn pshat like Rabbi Yudah. This is the reason Rashi only in the Teret says, velefi darkeinu lamadnu, that you have to leave when it's light. This is pshat poshet, the Maharsho says it b'toich hadvorim, and the chutz in the Maharsho. It also says it kibat mufush. That this is the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Now we have to add bepshat lefi Rashi. Here state that the reason is mipnei achayes and mipnei amazikim. And mipnei achayes, mipnei alistim, and they leave only when it's riche. This is the reason. If you have a mina, Rashi cannot learn pshat that you have to be careful as Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav. Right? You don't have to be careful as Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav. If you have a mina, as I state, the Ma'aseh the Gemara says in Yuma, if someone goes in the middle of the night, is mischayev benafshu. Dangerous. The mazikim could kill you. They saw, they asked Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav if they could come to the yeshiva early in the morning. It's dangerous. So we see that we are scared from the mazikim. The Torah says, Avada, we're scared from the mazikim. And we never leave before Alois HaShachar. But that is no shachis for Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav. That is Me'ikar Adin. Our Gemara Rashi says, Derech Eretz, not Domei Beroishoi. Derech Eretz. The animals, a little bit. You know, animals are not so dangerous, yeah? You wait a little bit. Lefitesis, everything is one sugya. Till Tes asks a kasha, and he answers, this is the pchosim, this is not the pchosim. But Tesis learns everything is one sugya. He's medame ale gemores, and this is what he starts with the bramasr likones, oi merida beperek akonis mashma de tam ave mishu mazikim. So Tesis learns the sugya is mitzad mazikim. And the man that really could shtim with Alois HaShachar, you could say that they live in Alois HaShachar, you could say they live a little bit later, but you could learn that they live in Alois HaShachar. Masha'enkin Rashi learns mitzal alois hashachar is like a dangerous and it's a chiyuv gomu. Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav is mechadish minas chasidus or minas derech eretz, and that is from the zriche, and that is mitzad the chayos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Then Taisa says the bayos is the pchosim. Also, it's a little bit light, but the animals and the ganovim only leave in the zriche. They don't leave in alois hashachar. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meisi uka'oir boiker rizrach shemesh. The Gemara understood, like morning comes, eventually the tzaddikim will have the Yeshua. Al mo'er yemamu, miksiv oir boiker, uke oir boiker ksiv, ochi kromar, uke oir boiker boilem hazeh, ke inzrichas Hashem es tzaddikim loilem abo. So if it takes the pshat is like midday, today, this will be the zricha letzaddikim. Rashi learns, that lo isa shachar, lo osid lovo, it will be like the light of the zricha today. The Lashon of the Gemara is not so gishmak, like Rabbeinu Peretz, how in the Maharsho, how he exactly fitted in the Lashon. The Lashon is, lefidach tesis, it's good. Ke'oir boiker, like midday, zrich Hashem es letzadikim le'osid lovo. Lefi Rashi, it means, ke'oir boiker, how will be the alois today, like, how will be the alois then, like the zrich of today. The Lashon is not so meshufshef. So the Gemara weiter. Meisvi. Ve'ikro aloikim le'oir yoim. Al me'oir yemameu. A lot of people asked me, and maybe I couldn't. That bechura, why the Gemara waited till the third Meisvi to bring the first pasuk al ha'teira. We'll see. Maybe then the Maram Chalava has an answer on this also. That there was, it's not one Gemara; it's all different. But the midrashes, everyone brought a different raya. Everyone had the answer on the other ones, and the Gemara said it together. This is the reason the order here is not me'akev. Why the Gemara made this order, we don't know. But as he's talking to Maram Chalave and Amud Beis, we'll see in a second, we'll get to the Maram Chalave. Meisvi vaikru aloikim lo oiriyoim, alma oiriyoim omu, ochika omar. La meir vebo koroyoim. Elo meato velachoyshech korolaylo, la machshich vebo korolaylo. When it starts to get dark, lo kaimel on the ad seisa kichovim yom omu. אלא אורי כלומר, קר רחמון אלו נאירו ופג דה מצווס את הימומה, קר רחמון אלו חוישכו ופג דה מצווס את הלילה. So again, so the Gemara first thought, קור אלי אורי יוי means that אויר is day. So the Gemara נאית. למאיר ובו קור יוי, אלא לחוישך קור הלילה, למחשך ובו קור הלילה, לא קיים לו דעצי סקי חוב עם ימומה, אלא קור אלי יוי ופג דה מצווס את הימומה, קר לחוישכו ופג דה מצווס את הלילה. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. The Gemara wanted to say, "Koro la meir vebo yoyim, elo mehato velachoishich koro laylo, la machshich vebo koro laylo." It's not true. Till tzeisa kichovim is day. Look in Rashi. Ad tzeisa kichovim yimomu, kedichsiv mealoisa shachar veatzeisa kichovim deezro. Tzeisa brings it down a little bit more clear. Oy merid epshita la Gemara veatzeisa kichovim yimomu. משום המסכים בסי פרק בייס במגילה, יש two פסוקים. למעלויס השחר יוימו דכסיב, it says when they build the בייס המקדוש השני, ואנחנו עושים במלוכה מעלויס השחר עד צייס הכיכובים, it says they worked מעלויס השחר עד צייס הכיכובים, it says, the second פסוק, והיה לנו היום אבוידו, והלילה משמור, by day we worked, by night we guarded. So state clo, by day we worked. And says that they worked, מעלויס השחר והצייס הכיכובים. אלמה, עד צייס הכיכובים ימומו. So the Gemara had a kasha. You wanted to say, למאיר ובוקר היום, למחשיך ובוקר הלילה? It's not true. Even when it starts to get dark, till it's צייס הכיכובים, it's ימומו. ורקאי מלון, מעלויס השחר והצייס הכיכובים ימומו. ורקאי מלון, דעד צייס הכיכובים ימומו. אלא אוכי אומר, קר רחמו לנאיר ופג דה מצווס את הימומה, קר רחמו ללחושך ופג דה מצווס את הימומה. פרקט רבל חונן הקש, we'll start. פרקט רבל חונן שטייט אין דגמורה, דה עד צייס הכיכובים ימומה. It's not true. We know בן השמושס, is a סופק יום, סופק לילה. It's not תייסס קש. Well, we'll answer Tesis Kasha as well. But not Tesis Kasha. So the Shaila is Frekt Rebel Chonon and Kovit Shiurim. How the Gemara says, Vorkaimel on the Eid Tesis HaKichovim Yomomu, it's not true. We know that Ben Hashmoshes, it's two shittas. It's a Sofik Yom, Sofik Lailo. Maybe it turns us in between. So how we could say, Kaimel on the Eid Tesis HaKichovim Yomomu? Azei Frekt Rebel Chonon. Chonon says, it's a doichak, Chvesnish. Zog de Welt, a Teire. This Teire is from Rabbi Sazalman and Perik Aleph Milchis Krishme. What? It's Laila, it says Yoim, it's Yoim. Rabbi Chonon, I think, says that. Zog de Rabbi Sazalman and Perik Beis, and Perik Aleph Milchis Krishme. This Teire is the Teire from the Ponovich Arov, is the Sefer of the Teires of the Ponovich Arov, and is a Teire from Rabbi Isaac Chover. And all of them want to say the same Teire. I'll bring you another kasha. In Rambam state that Kiddush HaChodesh, if the Dayanim see the moon by day, they say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. If they see it by night, they can't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. By day they already can't say, so they Meshivim Etzel Chavreyim, and they say, Eidus, we saw the moon yesterday night, and they say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So the Rambam says like this, Basin can see the moon Choftes by night. If they don't see it in Choftes, so Lamed becomes Lamed, or Shchodesh becomes Lamed Al. If they see it Choftes, so the Mekadesh, the Yom HaShloishim. And the Yom HaShloishim becomes Aleph. The Rambam says if they saw it by day, towards the end of the Yom of Choftes, they could Mekadesh. They saw it by night, it's too late. Yeah? אז זה דבר רמב״ם. זוג דבר רמב״ם, if they saw it after they saw one star, it's day. After two stars, it's already a shayla. But if they saw it after one star, normally the moon starts to come out when the stars start to kick in. It's day yet. So it's mashma in the Rambam that even after one star, it's day. Fregen the achroinim in Hilchei Shabbos the Rambam state, Mishetishka achamo, Atzei sekechovim, Sofek choil, Sofek Shabbos. Lefichoch osulas is meloche. It doesn't say that after one star, it's Friday yet. And it doesn't say Motzei Shabbos that after one star yet, Yichayev Korban. He says, Fim Shkiye, Biz Tzeisek Yichovim, it's a Sofek. Fregen and Eforshim, why Bilchis Kiddush HaChodesh, he brings down that even after one star, it's day, and they can be Mekadesh HaChodesh, Ari Ein Mekadesh HaChodesh Balayla. And Hilchis Shabbos, he says, that after Shkiye, before the stars, it's a Sofek. Zog de Ponovich Herov, and Evin Ha'ezel, and Reb Shmuel, they say, Azat Teire. Listen carefully, it's a big Yisoyedis Dike Teire. Day is still Tzeisek Yichovim. Our Gemara Psochim Dav Beis. Kaimelon, De'al Tzeisek Yichovim Yimomehu. Fim Ben Hashmoshes, the calendar starts to change. Da'ayin. Friday and Shkia could be at Shabbos. But it's Shabbos day. Be a little bit Shabbos day, Shabbos night, and again Shabbos day. The day is still Tzeisek Yichovim. The date changes b'shkia. Sofek. B'meile. Legabe Kiddush HaChodesh, it's Yom Shloishim, dekut Mekadesh HaChodesh. Ein Mekadesh HaChodesh b'layla. But what day is it now? It's Choftes? It's Choftes or it's Lamed? It's Lamed. The day change? Sofek, the day change? After Shkia, Kozman is only one star, it's day, Zokne Rambam. It's day? But what day is it? The day of tomorrow? Aval Hilchei Shabbos, after Shkia, you can't do Meloche, because already the date, Sofek, maybe the day change? We have another Rambam, in Hilchei Beis Abchire. Boinim Beis Abchire ad Tzeisek Yichovim. I stay in Boinim Beis Abchire Balayla. It's day. It's the day of tomorrow. As I stayed in Tshuvas HaRadbaz, the Tshuvas HaRadbaz L'Leshoynes HaRambam Simen Samachtes. Kol din shemugbal hayoyim kimo Shabbos v'moyed mia sheshoko achamo yesh sofek shemo u'Shabbos or einu Shabbos. Aval kiddush ha'chodesh einu toluy betarich in a date. אלו שהם מקדשים בלילו, עד שיוצאו גימל כחובים, אפשר לקדש. So we have Kiddush HaChodesh, and this is the reason the Rambam, in Hilchei Shabbos says, Mishetishka Achama, it's a Sofek, it's not a Stira. And this is the reason the Rambam says, Boinu Beis Abchire, and Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, Me'alois HaShachar Ve'atzei Sek Yechovim. Even that he paskins, that by night you can't build. The Gemara in Zvochim Daf Nun Vov Amud Aleph in the bottom. The Gemara says, "Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachamo." Frek Teisves. Why? So the Gemara Shenemar Ubeyoyim Zivchochoy. Boisu Ayoyim. Frek Teisves. We have to come to a drosha. Avoid as possible balaylo. But maybe you can't be mash. You can't draw the blood by night. And Mikoyach that is the whole Rabbeinu Tam, that is Mechadish, different Zmanim. The Teretz is nein. No Shaykh is the Rabbeinu Tam. Avoido is possible balaylo. Mitzad de Avoido, you could be makriv korbonos till Tzeisek Yichovim, it's day. Aber b'yoyim zivchochoy. Aber the dam has to be thrown on the Mizbeach in the same date. After Shkia Sachamo, it's a different date. You could blow. No, it's already after Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, I don't know. The man in the marshal. If a person will put on tefillin after Shkia, he put on tefillin for tomorrow. He will put on tefillin for tomorrow. Avad, it's a Sofek. It's a Sofek. We don't know what is the date. We don't know what is the date. Could be it's today, could be it's tomorrow. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky brings down a Yerushalmi. A kid that was born in Ben Hashmoshes, you could make the Mila 8 days later in Ben Hashmoshes. Gemara Nefshach. Shalom, why? Maybe it's night. The Teretz of Ben Hashmoshes is not night, it's date. We don't know what date it is, but it's for sure 8 days. If it's the same moment that Ben Hashmoshes, you can make a Bris Mila. Gemara Nefshach. This is the Teretz, that this is called a date. So then you have a Shalom, so you got. I heard from my shvel that this is the pshat. And I go to Shul Pesach and the Braise. The Gemara says, Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, Talmud Loimar Bayoy Mahu. Vigato Labidicho Bayoy Mahu. I Bayoy Mahu, Yochel Mibeoy Dioim. Talmud Loimar Bavur Zeh, Lo Yomarti, Yolo Bishor Shemar Tzu Umore. Frank Reb Chaim and the Agoda Shul Brisk. Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, Talmud Loimar Bayoy Mahu. Vigato Labidicho Bayoy Mahu. Iba yoim ahu yochol mi boid yoim. How yochol mi boid yoim? Says by yoim ahu. What mi yochol mi boid yoim? Says by yoim ahu. Some others say this surface. Abas nishkin by yoim ahu. Vigato loy bicho by yochol mi rosh chodesh tamu loy ma by yoim ahu. Iba yoim ahu yochol mi boid yoim. Chaim bleib tzorechim. Nagol shel Pesach v'Rem Chaim. The Torah says yochol mi boid yoim after shkia. That it's day, but it's ready tomorrow. Talmud Leimah lo yomalti elo ba'avur zeh b'shol shematzu umorer. If you start in Arvi Psochim, you know Taisa says in Arvi Psochim that the matzah is balayla, bo'erev teichlu matzahs. The matzah cannot be eaten only when it's night. So maybe you can't do it mibo'id yoim. But that's the date, it's called b'yoim ahu. Mikol makoim, this was the achroinim, we have the papers, the copies of Reb Isaac Chover, Choshev achroinim, his mocker for the shtickel teira is our gemore. The hokai melon that says that kichovim yemomeru. The hokai melon that says that kichovim yemomeru. It's a day. It could be the day of tomorrow, but it's a day. Again, this bets on Bilchonot's kasha. We're going up an ad Rabinutam. But this bets on the answer of Bilchonot's kasha. Weiter, one more hore, Rebel Chonon stells here. Rebel Chonon brings down a chakira. What makes, when a person becomes a godl, you have shtei sairois, you become a godl. It's a riot that you're a godl when you have shtei sairois, or it's a reason? What is the nafkemina, Zog Rebel Chonon? The Gemara says in Bava Basra, that if you have to have sholish shonim for chazok, if cheskes gimel shonim, you could have two eidim that say that he ate one shono, two eidim that he ate a shono shmir chazoke, and a third kas, and it's not called chotzi dovo, because everyone is made in cheskes gimel shonim. But on shtei sairois, the Gemara says it's called chotzi dovo. Why? If it's a raya, it's not a chotzi dovo. If it's a siba, so no one saw that he's a godel. What would it be if one eight cast see one star and the other one sees the other stars? You have eight is that it's night or not? You have to be sure that they're not seeing the same star, yeah? Zog Rebel Chonon, it's totally in them. If it's a Siba, it's a Chatzi Dovo. It's Megel Aloch and a Mais. Want to kill someone to know that was night. You have two kid eight and they saw one star on the left side of the sky and they saw two stars in the right side of the sky. If it's only a Raya that it's night, but if it's a Siba, then not mitzvah. Zok Rebel Chonon, I have a raya from the Gemara. The first 4 days of the Bria was no stars. And it says, Vayere Vayboike. So we see that it's a night without stars. This is Kayvet Shiurim Ois Beis. Rebel Chonon sent the Shtikul Teira. He loved the Shtikul Teira to Reb Shleim Haim. And Sefer Chidush Reb Shleim in the back is a letter to Rebel Chonon to shlug the raya. Don't bring me a raya. Why is this the Gdol Oilam or Misyachas to this Shaila? Shlomo Haiman tells them, Island is how she becomes a Gdol, there's no Cyrus. Sorry, the Torah says, someone that cannot have Cyrus is a different way that he becomes a Gdol. Before Hashem made stars, the world became, when it was dark, it became Nacht. today that is stars, this is the only way. I learned Shir by Rosh Hashanah, the first machzor was Pesachim. Rosh Hashanah said, the whole chakira, if the stars make the night, or the, it's only approved that it's night, he said it's a nice chakira. But he's sure that in the morning, the sun makes the morning. It's not a raya. So the chur, we have a kasha, the first 4 days, what made it? So he said, Rashi says, was the oil mi hoy levusha. He said, that made it. The Netzivin Meroy Meisode brings down, the Gemara says, Hashem called the light and he put him on the day. He called the night and he put him on the dark and he put him on the night. Stand first bepshat. How you read the Gemara Shlomo? Kare rachmone lenehoiro. How you learn pshat? What is it? Pak de mitzvos de yemom. How you learn? What? So how you learn? So Rashi says he was mitzave him to be by day, and he took the dark and he told him to be by night. Rabbeinu Peretz says different. Stam is double beitoy matoy. Rabbeinu Peretz says, Rashi had a problem. What is Kare Lachmone Lenehoiro Upagda Mitzvosi de Yoima? Kare Lachmone Lechoishcha Upagda Mitzvosi de Leile. Sok Rabbeinu Peretz, Nira de Lehochi Nokata Mitzvoso. Why do you want to say? Kare Lenehoiro Upagda Yimome. So Rashi twists it, yeah? Sok Rabbeinu Peretz. She has mitzvah Shenoyhages Bayoim. Ve Einoyhages Balailo. Ki going tzitzis vetfilin. He told the light, you in charge on these mitzvahs. Venokata mitzvos de lailo. Sheikem mitzvahs, sheinam nehagis, elo balailo. Kigoin? Son of any person said? Loss. Kigoin? Sfira soima. It's mitzvahs that are knowing by night. What is the mitzvah knowing by night? Sfira soima. So again, Rashi says, Pagda mitzvosa, he told them to be in charge on the day. Pagda mitzvosa, the Rabbeinu Peretz asks the Kasha, and he says he made him in charge of the mitzvahs of the day, and he made him in charge of the mitzvahs of the night. What are the mitzvahs of the night? Sfira Sarim. It's a big chiddush. A lot of people say, it's not the pshat, but it's not the pshat, it's mitzvahs of day, and it's mitzvahs of night. About it. Tefillin is only by day, tzitzis is only by day, and it's things that are knowing by night. Sfira Sa'imer is a mitzvah of the night. You have to start to count the day in the beginning of the day. Boom, the night is the beginning. Losh Loshen HaRambam. Soifri moisom tmimois mitchilas hayoim. Lefichoch, soifer balaylo. And Rabbeinu Peretz states that Sfira Sa'imer is a din balaylo. It's a big chiddush. The poskim clear if ladies are chayav b'Sfira Sa'imer or not. If it's called Zman Gromer or not. The Ramban says it's not called Zman Gromer. Even though we do it only in between Pesach and Shavuos, says it's not Zman Gromer. You have to count the time in between Pesach and Shavuos. What we could do, it comes once a year. Mitzvahs by night means emotional Shabbos. Only in Shabbos you have to say Kiddush. So the Zman is going. I'm not going into it. Lefi Rabbeinu Peretz say that it's a mitzvah of the night. So today we taught, Lechure, if we say what we said before, everyone knows the poskim la'aloche, especially the Americans, that the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you count ben hashmoshes, it's okay. If you count ben hashmoshes, this is the reason even people that are makbid Rabbeinu Tam lemosho, Sfira Sa'imah, the maker. Why? Because Sfira Sa'imah b'zman hazeh de Rabbonon, so you could count ben hashmoshes. But if you what we said in the shiur before, could be it doesn't help. Ben hashmoshes could be it's tomorrow, but if it's a din of night, if you have a new parent that is a din of night, could be you can't count the Nashmoshes. Yeah. If we say that the Nashmoshes is the day of tomorrow, but it's day. It's day, but it's not night, so you can't count. The Ranam Lishitosu holds that it's not a din of the night. Mikol Mekoyim, the Netziv in Meroyim Esodeh brings down this Gemara by us, and he says, Mikan Raya Deloi Keatoim. The Marsho calls them Apikosim. Marsho and Tomid Lamed Beis. The Marsho says that the Apikosim, Marsho calls them Apikosim. Let's say, Ikore Adas. Zog the Marsho, what is the Ikore Adas? The Shaila is, we have day, and we have night. We have day, we have night. Day is day. What happens by night? There's no light, b'meile it's night, or Hashem created black that comes by night. The Meroyim Esodeh and the Maharsho learned that Hashem created the dark. Yoitzer oir uboire choyshech. The Apikosim said no. When the day goes away, it's left with dark. Zog the Meroyim Esodeh and the Goyen, they have arrived from Har Gemore. Koro lachoyshech, he called the dark and he made him in charge on the night. He called the light, he made him in charge by day, and he made the dark in charge by night. Zog the Meroyim Esodeh, that we have a raya. We have a raya mikan that the night is not only that there's no light. It's not only that there's no light, it's a chefzev dark. The Maritz Chayes in Chagiga Yud Beis says no. When there's no light, the mele it's dark. You learn like that because?
No, the mitzvahs that come at night.
Well, so when I close the blinds, it becomes dark in the room. That is klo. Shaila, what happens by night? Hashem takes away the sun and it's left dark. Or chuzah, the sun is not there, he sends dark. Like in Chumakas Choshech, he sends a lot of dark. Every night, the dark comes. So this was the Machlekes. The Apikosim said, there's no dark. When there's no light, the Mele, it's dark. I heard once a pshat, why they call the Apikosim? It's the whole Apikosim that believe that there's a Muslim that Hashem, Ki'ilu, takes himself away from the world, has to upon him. This was the whole Apikosis, the people that believe the different religions, was that Hashem took his eyes away from us. What we believe is no, even dark, is no, when there's no light, is dark. Hashem makes dark. This is what the Meroyim Esodeh brings the Raya from our. You have to know the Maritz Chayes, the Nishtazay. Shh. Maritz Chayes is not like that. It's also. When it's night and dark, we'll be misakim on that. As I learned the Maritz Chayes, even in the Pirush HaMishnayis Bayos, it's mashma that dark is only when there's no light, it's dark. Some of them in the Ramban, in Parsha Shmois, in Perek Dalet Pasuk Tes, it's bavus that the Goen, all of you know the famous Goen. The Goen said that dark is a chefze by night. Hashem yoitzer oiru boire choyshech. He said this is the piyut we finish in the end of Leila Seder. Korev yoim asher hu lo yoim. Lo yoim velo ilaylo. Rom hoida ki lecho yoim af lecho laylo. Ki lo yoeh v'chul. Yeah. Zog the Goen shot like this. Korev yoim asher hu lo yoim. Lo yoim velo ilaylo. It's coming soon a day that will be not day and not night. Korev yoim, asher hu lo yoim, lo yoim velo ilaylo. Rom hoida, Rom is Hashem. When that day will come, Rom hoida, Hashem will let us to know and to realize ki lecho yoim af lecho laylo. What will happen? Hashem will do a day that is not day, but it will not become black, it will become orange. What will happen? Not day and not night. Will be a nuza. We think if it's no day, this what happens. Korev yoim, shehu lo yoim velo ilaylo. And then we will realize, Rom hoida, Hashem will tell us, realize us then, ki lecho yoim af lecho laylo. That you created, say yoim v'say lo ilo. So korev yoim, asherhu lo yoim velo ilaylo. B'meile, demolz, ram hoida, Hashem will realize us to know, ki lecho yoim af lecho laylo. Come, we go weiter in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Meisvi. Alelu kol koich ve'oir. Al me'oir ursu. Someone a bocher asked me today a nice shaila. The right way would be to write al me'oir leilehu. Right, this we're discussing now. If O means night, it means day. Ursu is Aramic, right? It's night in Aramic, you say ursu. Why in Aramic you say ursu? Why you don't say leilosa? Because in Lashon HaKodesh we say the night oir la'arboso, in Aramic we say ursu. But now we don't know yet that Lailo is oir. So, what? You write lemaskone in Aramic, like in Hebrew we say oir la'arboso means the night, in Aramic we say ursu. But kozman we did not know. Kozman we did not know that oir means Lailo. So the Lashon of the Gemara is not so metzuchzuch. We're learning it now, we don't know
right
it.
Now, if
we did it, we try it, in the middle, you don't say it. That is the Zohar.
Right now, it's like we don't know Yom.
We don't know, so we say Al Melayla. We don't know yet that what is called Ursa. We don't know what is Ursa. Lefina Havim in the Gemara, Ursa was not the right word.
Maybe we don't know in the Mishnah.
We don't know Mishnah. No, I'll explain to you later. He's right. It's not a kasha, it's a horror. Ochi ke'omar, alelu kol koichovim ha-meirim. It doesn't mean the stars of the night, it means the shining stars. Frek di gemore lo me'ato, koichovim ha-meirim, hu de boi lo yiduya, shvuchi. She'ein ha-meirim, lo yiboi shvuchi. What the stars? Oh, the stars that are not shining don't have to be made. V'oksiv alelu kol tzvov. Elo hoko mashlon da'ira kichovim nami oiru. L'mayin afkimin elayinu min ha'or. D'nan anayinu min ha'or osu ba'irum shel kichovim. So Tesis explains, even that the dorim is hoilich b'loshu b'nei odom. So Tesis says, Yubiktsoro, Tesis in Yevomis is mazber el ba'archov, and Sfasemis explains it, that when a person says something in his loshu b'nei odom, we go to be loshu b'nei odom. When there's no Lashon Bnei Adam, we go to feed the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Sfasema says, Lulei Divrei HaTesis, he would say better. The guy said, I want to answer myself Be'oir Shekosu Bateir. The Tzlach has a claim of Shene Ore here. For the Tzlach, why the Gemara doesn't, why the Poskim don't break down La'aloche She'anoidah min ha'oir Osu Be'oirom Shel Kechovim. Why the poskim don't bring it down la halacha? Alright, why the poskim don't bring down la halacha? That's what Chikasha he says. Today maybe Loshon Bnei Adam changed with the years. What we called light is light today, yeah? Zog de Tzlach is not a real kasha. Le maskone that oir means lailo, so koich ve'oir means the stars of the night. So this whole gemara falls off. It was only a hava amine. It doesn't exist really. This gemara is only Ava Mine. Le maskone, this gemara doesn't exist. Because oil means Lailo, so it means the stars of the night. It's interesting, I gave a copy with the Pirkei de Rablezer, even though it's not born on nowhere, it's born down in Pirkei de Rablezer. If you go by night in Motzei Shabbos, and you don't have a candle for Avdoleh, you put your fingers near the light of the stars. Now the stars, not the moon is not really fire, it's only a reflection from the sun. But the stars have fire. And you can make Boirim Ha'iroish, and the two brings it down. And the Mephoshim, they bring down, it's Argimore, that the light of Kechovim, but if you see the Agoya and the Pirkei de Rablezer asks that the truth is that this Gemara is not Emes. Because Lemaskone, the Gemara says that Koich Ve'oir doesn't mean that the stars, that it's called Oir, it means the Koich of the night. We'll see the Gemara Vaito. Meisvi. Le'oir yokum roitzeach iktal oni ve'evyoin. The Gemara understood, by day, the roitzeach is called a roitzeach, and the same guy that by day he kills in the streets, by night he's a ganav. So we see that oir means day. Homidikomar ubalailo ye keganov, alma oir yemomaru. Osum hochikomar. Ipshite lechom mirse kenoir oda nefosh eskoi roitzeachu, ונתה להציל בנפשי ומספיל רמירסה כלילה יהיה בעיניכו כגנב ונתה להציל בנפשי. So we have a Rashi with Tesis here. I want to go straight to the point. Rashi and Tesis say, "Maimi the posuk." The halacha is: if someone is boba machteres, if someone comes to rob your house, you're allowed to kill him. Why? Chazal say chazoke. When the guy comes into the house, he knows ein odom oimed al mamoinoi. A person will not let you to take his moment, and he will try to stop you. So you have already a plan to kill him. So we could kill the guy because he comes out to kill. Avdem shteit like this: if he's a regular person, you could kill him, because he came to be to kill you. If it's your father, you can't, because your father, even if you stand up, he will not take a gun and kill you. He will leave you. He will leave you alone because he likes you. So if it's a regular person, you're allowed to kill him because he wants to kill you. Because when he came in, he knows that if you will stand up, he will kill you. But mainly, if you will stand up, he will kill you. So maybe you're allowed to kill him now because he wants to kill you. If it's your father, you're not allowed to. Now, there's a difference Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says, why by your father you're not allowed to kill him? Because you're not 100% that he wants to kill you. Tesis says, you know why you're not allowed to kill your father? Because he's 100% will not kill you. The Pshat is no difference, only half to say the Pasuk. So Rashi is like this: any person for sure will kill me, so I'm allowed to kill him. My father is not sure that he will kill me, so I'm not allowed to kill him. Tesis learns, every person will kill me, I'm allowed to kill him. My father for sure will not kill me, so I'm not allowed to kill him. This is Rashi and Tesis. I want to shtel the Ores that Rebbe Elchanan and Ois Dalet starts to shtel. First, the Ores is, what would it be if you're not sure if it's your father or not? You allowed to kill him? This is the shayla. You don't know? One second. You saw the Rebbe Elchanan inside? I gave a copy. One second. This is the shayla. The Ganif comes, he has something on his head. You're allowed to kill him or not? You don't know if he's your father or not. Called the Polish people, I'm getting the Ryan to the Shilas now, yeah? You're allowed to. Now, look. Now, you have to understand, this Shilas is Negea a lot of times. No, I want to explain. I'll make it. And this will go a little bit over the time. I'll make it a little bit. I want me to have to go back to the Londres just to make it a little bit. To think why this sugya is, I learned the sugya of Shlomo Zalman, but that took 3 weeks, this sugya. Now, let's say, you see a plane coming, you're not sure if it's terrorist or not. You're allowed to take down the plane or not. You're Mitzvah because they're coming to kill you. So, Shaila Lalocha Lemaise. There's a lot of troops here in the Rabbanut. You're standing in the border and a plane is coming. You're Mitzvah because it's terrorist. They're coming to fly into a building or not. Suffolk Oidev. Could be they're just flying. They have a mistake in the way. But if you leave it, could be they'll kill you. We'll put down the lotion of the Sofik. Sofik roid, if you're allowed to kill him or not. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, and Rashi state, you're not allowed to. Because your father, Rashi, says, it's a Sofik if he came to kill you or not. So you're not allowed to kill him. The fifth day, says Zog Rebbe Elchanan, I don't have a raya. He says, every person for sure wants to kill me, my father for sure doesn't want to kill me. What if there's something in between? I don't know. You saw Rebbe Elchanan say it? First you see the Rebbe Elchanan, you think about doing Seder, you have others. I'm asking to hear. So Rebbe Elchanan has a shayla. Sofik roidef. You're allowed to kill him or not? Lefi Rashi, lechuretz asugya. That a person you could kill because he for sure came to kill you. A father, I'm a stupid if he came to kill me, so don't kill him. As I state. Now, if you're a stupid, give it to your father. You're right, it'd be a six-second. But state that a sophic roidif. Mashaykin lefitasis. A father for sure doesn't kill. Any person for sure kills. Now, you don't know if it's your father or not, lefitasis. So in Rashi state that misophic you can't kill. And if he tastes us, we don't have a riot. The Netziv in Chumash Ha'em Megdovo in Parshas Mishpotim clears the Shaila also. Sofek roid, if you're allowed to kill, you're not allowed to kill. And Rashi, we have Lechua Mefurish that you're not allowed to kill. And in Tastes, we don't have a riot. One, the Ora and the Sukhi. I want to go to the second vote. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when he learned the sugya, he asked us a shayla. The halacha is, if someone comes to kill you, you're allowed to kill him, right? What would be if you could, instead of killing him, just cut off his feet? It's called Yochoy Le'atziloi Be'echod Me'evoro. You mechuyev to stop him by taking off his feet, and you're not allowed to kill him. So Halacha Yochoy Le'atziloi Be'echod Me'evoro, you're not allowed to kill him. As you write, Shitas HaRamach, that the Nirdaf himself doesn't have to. Someone's chasing you, you don't have to start to cut his feet or not. You're allowed to kill him. Someone else on the side, if he could start to cut off, to do something, he has to. But out the Ramach. Frag Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, stay in bed. What is your heter to kill the ganav? You're sleeping in bed, you see someone is coming from the window. Halacha is, you shoot him. Why? Because he wants to kill me. Why he wants to kill you? Because I will get up, and I will not let him, and he wants to kill me, so I kill him already now. Stay in bed, he will not kill you. So some want to answer, Chazokein Odom, Lemaisa, in the middle I will jump, and I will go, and then it will be dangerous, I'm allowed to kill him already now. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Metzia says most people stay under the bed, scared, and they don't wake up. It's not Emes, not Emes, Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's not Emes. And not only that, the Chai Odom brings down, Mishnabur brings down, and Simen Reish Ches, I think. If a person had Ganovim by night, you make a Goymel? Chayodom says, yeah. Because if you would almost, it's like Mishnabur, no, a Goymel Gornish, most Ganovim come, you stay sleeping, they leave, nothing happens. You can't make, Brochel Vatol, it's like Reb Shlomo, Zog Biur Aloch, you don't make a brocha. It's a brocha levatole. Was not chash bikoch nefesh. So what is the heter? Let me tell you, you know yourself. You're scared. You prefer to stay in the bed. You're allowed to kill the ganev or not? So someone to answer chazoke. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, no, I have a right to stand up to say I don't want to give you the money. Then you want to kill me. So I'm allowed to kill you. What Yochel Atzilei Be'echol Me'evorov means I have to cut your feet before I kill you. I have to stop you by your feet, by your hands, but I'm not mechuyev to give you my money that you will not want to kill me. The moshul of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, a person is walking in the street. Someone tells him, if you carry on walking, I will throw on you a stone, a rock. So if you don't go, you will not throw a rock. But you want to go. So he says, if you go to that street, I will throw a rock. So Shlomo Zalman, take a gun, shoot him, and carry on walking. These are the words of Shlomo Zalman. That is the case. I want to walk. You want to kill me, so I'm killing you. The raya is from our Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Pinchos killed Zimri. Ilu nepach Zimri v'arogoy lePinchos lo yoner agolov kanoi poigim boy. But the guy that is doing the avera is allowed to kill the kanoi. Why? The kanoi is a roidev. He's allowed to kill the boy Laramis. Pinchos is allowed to kill Zimri, but Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchos. Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchos. Is only b'shas you do the aveira. If Zimri would live, Kozvi Batsur, Pinchas would not want to kill him. So why is he allowed to kill Pinchas? The Torah says, I want to marry a shiktsa. You want to kill me? I will kill you. Even b'dvar aveira. Again, Zimri is Pinchas is killing Zimri because he's boy Laramis. The Gemara says, Pinchas has a din roidev. You're allowed to kill, so Zimri could kill Pinchas. But lo yitzuya, Pinchas would leave, Zimri would leave Kozvi, Pinchas would not kill him. The Torah says it doesn't make a difference. This is Shlomo Zalman's Teretz. Arav Shach brings down in Avi Ezri a third Teretz. In Rambam Shteit, in Hilchis Gneive, Midine Yaganev, Yeshalem Kefel, Betviche Vemechire Dalet Vehei, וכשיובוי במחתרס נהרגנו. It's me, you know where the Rambam brings down these halachas in machteres and hilchas gneiva, not in hilchas ratzicha. Zog the Rav Shach, it's not dangerous, it's one out of a million. It's a punishment to the ganev. You're playing with fire, maybe you want to kill, we kill you. As they state in Rambam. Not only that, there's a Rashi here. Rashi says, look at the first big and the last bigger line, the fourth line. Shenosol Torah Reshus. Like in the Achronim, why Reshus? You have to kill. Maybe you could say Lav Dafka. We'll answer it yet. The Rambam states, Reshus. Sokta Rav Shachetz Medina Agadis. We have three answers on Shlomo Zalman's Kasha. Oh, I'm allowed to do what I want to do, and if you want to kill me, I will kill you. I'm mechuyev to cut you, to cut first your feet, then your hands, but I'm not mechuyev to do something that you will not want to be avoided. Or, like you're saying, Anan Sali that I will jump, or it's Medina Agadim. Klot with the Rutsim? Abarazei, I'm going back to the Kasha. I'm going back to the Kasha. And I'm saying it both ways. When someone is a Suffolk Roid, if you're allowed to kill him or not, we don't know. We don't know. We have a Shitas Rashi and our Sugye that me Suffolk, you're not allowed to kill him. The fear of Shach, it's not a Raya. Here it's not a real Roidev. Maybe a real Roidev you're allowed to kill. And you could say the opposite. Taisus didn't say that Misafik you can't kill. Maybe Ganev, even Misafik you're allowed to kill. Maybe a regular Roidev you're not allowed to. So our Sugya, if we learn it's Medina Ganev, if we learn the first two Tirutzim, so it's different. So it's a regular Sugya of Roidev. But if we learn that our Sugya is Medina Aganev, so we could say maybe regular, you're not allowed to kill Misafik. Here, Medina Aganev, they punish him. Or you could say the opposite. Regular Misafik, you're allowed to kill. Here is not a real Reitzeach. It's only a Chumre. If it's only a Chumre, maybe you're not allowed to do it. Okay, we're running a bit late. We'll have to stop.
Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. 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 Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht.